Well, hey, everybody. Welcome back to Thin Line Believers. If you're on our Instagram page, you saw that I put out a little teaser, I guess it would be, and a sorry for being late this week. We normally try and get out the podcast during the weekend. As you can hear in my voice, I'm getting over being sick, and the rest of my family has been sick for about the last week and weekend. So sorry again for being a little late, but I wanted to get one out to you this week. And, you know, something that I know I've talked about on and off during at least my times of putting out the podcast. And it's been, you know, the testimony that we have as Christians and especially as, you know, thin line believers, you know, that being police, fire, veterans, paramedics, dispatchers, you know, all of us that kind of walk that thin line for our communities, and just the testimonies that we have and that we can bring forward. And I wanted to spend, you know, a whole episode really on testimony and what the Bible says about it, and bring you a testimony that a friend and coworker of mine was so, you know, bold to share. Really, when it came down to it, I put out some feelers for people to share, and he came forward and is willing to have me share that today with you folks too. So, talking about, you know, testimonies and, you know, and those things, you know, sharing your testimonies with others is a must for us Christians. You know, when giving your testimony, you tell how you came to trust in Christ alone as your Lord and Savior. You tell how God opened your eyes on how you were a sinner in need of a Savior. I mean, we all sin. We still do, whether you've been saved or not. We're all human, and we all still make those mistakes in our lives. But it's a matter of how we conduct ourselves and how we own up to those things and how we live our lives that shine, you know, brighter than maybe we did before we were Christians. You know, we are sharing with others different events leading up to our salvation and how God has worked in our lives to bring us to repentance. Testimony is a form of praise and honor to Christ as well. We also use it as a way to encourage others. And this is where, I like to use my testimony, and I like to see others use theirs, is to encourage others on where they came from and what Christ did for them more than anything. Every time when you're going through trials and sufferings in life, that's an opportunity to share a testimony of how God worked in your life and made you stronger. Testimony is not only the things that we say, but it's the way that we live our life. And that is a testimony to unbelievers as well. We must be careful, though, not to lie and exaggerate about things, right? We got to be careful not to do that. We got to be careful as well that we don't brag or glorify ourselves, you know, which is what some people purposely and some people unknowingly do when they talk about their testimony. It's about Christ, you know, and how he redeemed us for his acts and his sacrifice on the cross. It's not about what we came from and, you know, the dark place that we were at more than it is what Christ did for us. You know, these people, and when they get kind of caught in this trap of bragging, you know, instead of talking about Jesus, they use it as an opportunity to talk about themselves, which is no testimony at all. You know, I'm pretty sure you've heard people even bragging about their past life before Christ as if it were cool, right? You know, I used to do this or that. I was a killer. I killed somebody and I served prison time and, you know, I came out a Christian. I was making $10,000 a month selling cocaine, you know, all of those different things. And then Jesus came, you know, it's just this, and then Jesus, when it should be Jesus Christ, redeemed me from these things, and this is why Christ is my Savior. You know, examine your motives when you go to share your testimony, right? It's all about Jesus and his glory. Don't make it about yourself. You know, share today and build one another up, because your testimony can have a huge impact on somebody's life. You know, I've done it from time to time on duty, you know, where it's come up, and I've been able to share what Christ has done, and I've seen what it's done in some people's lives, just the impact that I've been able to have in those situations, coming from, you know, a police officer who maybe these people don't necessarily like in the moment, but they find out that I'm human and I've been through things, and Christ has redeemed me from the same things that maybe they've struggled with themselves. So, you know, your story is the key that can unlock someone else's prison, right? You know, only, you know, we've heard these things said maybe sometimes, only God can turn a mess into a message, a test into a testimony, a trial into a triumph, or a victory, or a victim into a victory. You know, those sentences, those sayings are huge, you know, and they're so true when you think about your testimony, if you have one. I mean, if there may be some people listening to our podcast that don't have a testimony yet, that don't think that their testimony is one that they should share because it's boring or whatever it is. No, it's not. It's a story about how Christ redeemed you one way or another. You know, when we look to the Bible, and how it talks about testimony, you know, it talks about it in so many places in the Bible, and these people who were delivered by Christ, and how they were delivered, and, you know, those things. You know, Psalm 71, 15 through 16 talks about that, I will declare your righteousness and your salvation every day, though I not fully understand what the outcome will be. Lord God, I will come in the power of your mighty acts, remembering your righteousness, yours alone. Mark 5:19, but Jesus said, no, go home to your family and tell them everything the Lord has done for you and how merciful he has been. A lot of us can look back and see how merciful God has been to forgive us our sins and the things that we have done and still do and will do in the future. I mean, we are redeemed for all those things, and God sent Jesus to sacrifice himself, knowing that that was his goal and what he was here to do for us. Psalm 22:22 says, I will praise you to all my brothers. I will stand up before the congregation and testify of the wonderful things you have done. Psalm 66:16, come and listen, all you who fear God, and I will tell you what he did for me. You know, I think at this time I will share the testimony and the salvation story that you know, a friend and coworker of mine, Danny Chase, sent to me when I sent out those feelers, you know, just asking for people to be vulnerable and be bold. And you know, I cleared it with Danny before, you know, before sharing this, and I would always do that. If you share something with us and you know, we feel like we might want to share it because it's just so powerful and it's so good, Adam and I are always going to clear that with whoever sent us those things before we use them, just making sure that the people are okay, you know, with us sharing those things, whether it be prayer requests or, you know, just nuggets of knowledge or encouragement that they have that they're sending to us. So Danny sent me this, and he said, good morning. I came to Christ through the friendship of two incredible partners, Todd and Dustin. I was assigned to a gang enforcement team with eight other guys. Our job was to do whatever it took to reduce gang violence. As I worked with Todd and Dustin, they taught me that we would never be able to arrest our way out of the problem. They taught me about spiritual warfare, the role of the devil, and the role of Jesus in our quest to target gangs. I quickly learned that I was no different than the gang members in the eyes of God. My sins were just as evil as theirs. It didn't take long for God to snatch me up on his team. I began to view gang enforcement through the eyes of God. I realized that I was in full-time ministry as a gang enforcement officer. Todd, Dustin, and I started a faith-based gang intervention program through our department. God was working in incredible ways that we thought were impossible. Aid, our department allowed us to do a faith-based gang intervention program, despite all the separation of church and state noise that we hear. The Holy Spirit worked through Todd and Dustin, straight into me, then through me and my wife and kids. My family's life took a 180-degree turn that we never expected, which ultimately landed us in Salem. It amazes me, as I look back on my pre-Jesus years, what I thought my career path and life was going to look like. I don't have to worry about things like money, retirement, special assignments, career path, promotion, etc. I can fully trust God to open and close the doors He wants to in my life. I can trust that God will create the wants, needs, desires, and passions in my life to align with His will. Danny. As I read through that, I mean, that is amazing just to hear where Danny came from and to hear where God brought him and the things that Danny put on his heart, or that God put on Danny's heart, and the obedience for Danny to see those and to take those steps, however uncomfortable they may have been, to go against what, you know, his former self was telling him, but to take those steps and to see the fruits of listening to God in his life and listening to Christ work in his heart. You know, to go back to some verses, John 15:26-27, when the helper comes, who I will send to you from the Father, the Spirit of truth, who comes from the Father, he will testify on my behalf. You will testify also, because you have been with me from the beginning. You know, a lot of these, I posted a few of them on the Instagram page. You know, Daniel 4:2, I want you all to know about the miraculous signs and wonders the Most High God has performed for me. Paul talked about a lot of these things in his letters to the churches, you know, coming from where Paul came from, you know, his dark and dirty past, being Saul, to being made new and being, you know, the disciple of Paul, and what he went through, excuse me, and the trials that he went through in speaking the truth about Christ. You know, 1 Thessalonians 5:11, wherefore comfort yourselves together and edify one another, even as also ye do. And this one is a huge one for me, Hebrews 10:24-25, just in us sharing our testimony and encouraging one another, you know, as a thin line, you know, it says, and let us continue to consider how to motivate one another to love and good deeds, not neglecting to meet together, as is the habit of some, but encouraging one another even more as you see the day of the Lord coming near. I mean, that's huge, especially in today with the way the world is and how it is against everything that has to do with religion and faith and how it all is being attacked right now. You know, the more that we can shine the light out, and pierce through the darkness that is the world right now, you know, the more impact we can have on the lives that we come across. So Paul, you know, hits on a couple more of these, you know, later. Philippians 1:12. Now I want you to know, brothers and sisters, that what has happened to me has actually served to advance the gospel. And every time we do share our testimony and are vulnerable and bold enough to do that, to be able to share where we've come from and the things that we've done, you know, whether obviously we're not proud of those things, but you know, everything that has happened to us and the things that we tell are here to advance the gospel and are here to shine Christ through us. Philippians 1:12. So I take pleasure in weakness, insults, catastrophes, persecutions, and in pressure because of Christ. For when I am weak, then I am strong. And we are only strong when we have Christ. I mean, there can be times that we think we can lean on other things, but I can tell you from my own experience, the time that I have fallen away from devoting my time to the, to reading the Bible and praying, and those kind of things are the times when I break down and my strength breaks down. But when I am in the Word, when I am in the Bible reading and praying, you know, fervently, I find that those are the times that, that I find myself more bold and more, more built up and more strong to be able to bring those things. Galatians chapter 6, verse 14. But may I never boast about anything except the cross of the Lord Jesus, the Messiah, by which the world has been crucified to me, and I to the world. You know, that's huge. Just the thought of that I'm not going to boast about myself, because I haven't been saved by myself. I've been saved by Christ. I've been saved by the cross. Just to know that and to tell what Christ has done for you is the ultimate point of everything that I'm telling you today, and that I thought I should bring to you, you know, coming into Easter being this next week, and the sacrifice that Jesus made to for us, and just making it a point to be vulnerable and be bold enough to share your testimony with others. I hope that this message, that this podcast, can open some hearts to be vulnerable enough to share where Christ has delivered you from. Even if it is a dark and not a place that you're proud of. I mean, but be proud that Christ loved you enough to redeem you from that place. So with that, I'd like to leave you with a prayer. You know, this is going to be a little shorter than we've been going the last couple weeks. We've had a lot of great guests on, a lot of great people who took the time out of their day to speak with both Adam and I. But I thought bringing it back to strictly what the Bible says and the message and, you know, the salvation of Christ was somewhere that we needed to go as we head into Easter week and Good Friday, and then ultimately Easter Day on Sunday this next week. So I'd like to leave you with a prayer. Lord Jesus, please reach those who need to be reached. Please give them the boldness to step up and step forward and to share their testimonies with others, so that your glory and your salvation may be able to reach those and draw those in, so that your light can shine through those who are vulnerable enough and bold enough to share their stories, Lord. For those out there who are listening that have not come to know Christ yet, please let them reach out to, whether it's me or Adam or somebody else they trust, to make that step to gain that just understanding and that peace of knowing what Christ did for us, and be with us as we head into the Easter week, that we devote this week to you and to your sacrifice and to your glory, Lord. In your heavenly name we pray, amen. So with that, I will leave you guys, but like I said in that prayer, if you haven't come to Christ yet, if you haven't gotten to know Christ yet, and just for some reason you found yourself listening to our podcast, welcome, and that's amazing, and that's awesome that you're taking that step. But if you want to take that next step, reach out to us if we can be help with that, or to whoever locally can help you walk through that. And I hope you have a blessed Easter week and a blessed Easter weekend. And we will talk to you again this next week. Take care.